Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this Veterans Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. And today's a great day to share. And the best way to do that, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great videos and stories and stuff that I post about animals this week. And there's some good ones up there. I think my favorite post of the last week was the elephant reunion, a keeper that had gone home from a sanctuary, I think, for a month to Canada, and he's coming home, and the elephants being so overjoyed to see him, and it was really lovely. And then if you haven't seen a cat, I guess a cat that's been curling up in a glass fishbowl since it was little. And Nathan can probably, because that's, I think, the last one that's up there. But so you could see it, Linda. It yeah, the cat is now way too huge for this bowl, but darn. He figures out how to squish in. Let's see, Nathan's working on it, but he had it there for a moment. There, he's getting it back here, I think. And let's see. So there's the cat in the fishbowl. Now, okay. So it's like, how's he going to fit in there? How can you even believe that?
It's dear. That makes me feel claustrophobic.
I know, but you know, he figured it. He actually squirms around to get a whole body in there.
Oh man.
Amazing. And then the elephant reunion is below that, but have you ever seen a crab shed its shell?
No.
Oh, it's quite an ordeal. And there was the elephants. There's the crab. And if you haven't seen a crab shed its skin, it's an incredible, or shed its shell, because, you know, they grow, and so they have to work their way out of their old shell. Mm-hmm. And then they get bigger and do this over and over again. But apparently it takes quite a long time to go through this process, and because they're quite vulnerable at the time. But to watch them actually pull themselves out, it's pretty incredible. And so anyway, and you can view that. Oh, and there's a really cute one of some chickens and cat. Yeah, you can go back up, and I think there's the chickens and the cat. This is funny, and I asked, are they friends or what are they? Because this cat keeps jumping on these chickens. He'll jump on one chicken, and then another chicken comes over and kind of breaks it up, and then the cat goes back after the chickens. But it looks like they're playing to me. So, a crazy relationship. So anyway, there's some cute animal things on the Facebook page today, so you can check that out. And golly, it is Well, before I start, because if I didn't have other things to do right now, I would be starting with, holy moly, stop the presses. There's something wrong. But we'll time out on that one. Let's get the table set first before I start ranting and raving. So, as always, and if I sound a little weird, it's because I feel a little strange. We're actually back in the studio today. And I think it's been at least a couple of months or more since I've actually physically been in the studio, and I sort of forgot how cool it is. So I'm having fun seeing real radio again. Anyway, really right across from me and in front of me would be Animal World production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. You came here today. I actually had to dress up and I couldn't come here in my pajamas.
Yeah, and I got a last-minute text, you know, studio or Zoom? You coming here or what? What's going on? Yeah.
I was at my wardrobe when I sent that.
Well, dressing up. Well, you look very nice. He even combed his hair and everything. Of course, I've never not seen Nathan look perfect.
Yeah,
so, you know, he looks fabulous. And then I'm delighted to say that back in her own private studio would be our Animal World's call screener, Stacey Buck, is here. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, Martha.
It's so good to see you in person.
I know. It's weird being here back. It's been a while.
Yeah, and I think Nathan's extra glad to see you because he doesn't have to run back and forth and do double duty.
There we go.
Do
I'll
your
help
job
you out,
too.
Raymond. I mean, Nathan.
Raymond.
Raymond, I don't know where that came from.
Uh-oh, oh, where's that buzz?
Where's that? So long, I need to dig it back
out. I know, yeah. Forgot his name already. Jeez.
Well, yeah, but it's usually me, not you.
I know. I don't know
because what do I usually call you? What do I call you?
Jason.
Jason.
Yeah, I've gotten Gary a couple times.
Oh, Gary.
Too.
Yeah, Gary. Well, Gary. It's understandable why I'd call you Gary because Gary was but Jason. Who knows where Jason? But now we got Raymond.
I don't know.
Okay,
where
so
that
now
came
okay,
from.
So Jason. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Stacey, thank you for making me not feel so bad.
Okay,
now,
there we go.
Now it's not just me.
There you go.
And she's younger than me, so you know it's not just me.
And you don't even have a child or anything named Raymond, so
no, I don't know where that came from.
Or a Frenchie. All right,
no.
And then let's see. It is the second. What is it? Yeah, it is the second Sunday of the month. And so that means it's Healing Sunday here on Animal World. And so it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday here on Animal World. And sitting next to me in the studio and completing our in-house family would be best and energy codes practitioner, Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Martha.
So good to see you in person.
Yeah, same here.
All right. And then joining us via Zoom, because he's in Idaho now, that would be Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Good morning, Dr. Nels.
Hello there, Martha, my lovely sister Linda, and Nathan and Stacy. It's so great to be here with you all.
Yeah, and you sound pretty good. We know that your joining us today had been in question this week because apparently you worked your tail off over there in Idaho with getting ready, and so you got a cold, and you didn't have a voice for a few days this week. Is that right?
Oh, but yeah.
You sound really pretty good now, almost back to normal. So
yeah,
how are you feeling?
The voice has returned. Well, I'm not going to go running any races or anything, but I've got my energy back. I can do more than just get from the bed to the chair.
So, all right.
No, I'm feeling good. I'm actually able to eat food and things like that. It's wonderful.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Now that the table is set, I'm going to rewind. Rewinding. Starting the show again. Hello? Excuse me? Stop the presses. Will you please tell me what the date is today? What is the date?
November 12th.
November 12th, right? Okay. We just did Halloween not too long ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We haven't done Thanksgiving yet, right?
Correct.
And how far away is Thanksgiving?
Almost 2 weeks.
2 days ago.
Was Thanksgiving?
For me, at least.
Oh, well, that's because you had family. That's right. You had family in town, so you celebrated early. We'll talk about that. But really, Thanksgiving is at least a couple weeks away, right? So Linda and I get here this morning. We walk We're walking up to the building. We can see through the big glass doors. Who the heck decided to start Christmas 2 weeks before Thanksgiving? OMG. And the Christmas trees are up. The wreaths are up. And I thought, okay, it's just the building management. So, okay, my issue is with them. But, oh, no, we get up to the fifth floor. We walk into Hubbard Radio. It's all Christmas. Well, I'm sorry. Excuse me. It's too darn soon. I'm not. No. No, no. Whose idea was this?
Well, there's that song, We Need a Little Christmas.
Well, I don't know, so I should talk, because we're not just KKNW here. We have five stations here at Hubbard Radio here, and one of them, is it still warm? 106. Mm-hmm. Okay, they still call you, okay. Some things never change. That's good. And warm, I think, was the first station and has continued throughout the decades to do all Christmas music through the, you know, through the holiday season, and they would start the day after Thanksgiving. But then I think then other stations started to do the same thing because it was really popular, and I think they speed up. Do you know yet? Has Warm gone to Christmas? Because it might be their fault, except that normally their studio, they deck the halls and their wing of the building that's all warm, but their Christmas decorations are not up yet. At least down their wing, there's nothing. It's all over here.
No, they're still in their same format.
All right,
so not playing Christmas music yet. They're just getting the building ready for when the time happens.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
they were also doing some promo video shoots too. So using those as like decorations for that. I just guess they kept it up.
Yeah, I'm looking for a reason that could justify this in my mind so far. So maybe they decorated early so they could take promotional videos or something of the building or the station.
Yeah, just getting ready
whatever.
For when they do play Christmas music.
Okay. Well, just so you know, it just really upset my apple cart. Because, you know, I'm still gearing up for Thanksgiving. We haven't even gotten anyway. So Merry Christmas, everybody. All right. So
it's a whole saying, Christmas in July.
Yeah, well, it's not July, I guess. So maybe that's better than Christmas in July. But oh, my goodness. So, golly, it is, like I said, Healing Sunday today. We will have, we do have open phone lines throughout the show. We usually don't get to them till bottom of the hour or so. And, boy, we have lots to talk about today. I mean, we have to catch up, of course, with Dr. Nils and find out what the heck is going on over in the middle of nowhere and his property and how he made himself sick, because I'm sure it's because he's been working so hard. Before winter sets in, and we got to catch up with Stacy and the Frenchies, and from what I can tell, things are going pretty good because she sent us a text picture of the bags at the espresso stand. So it looks like things are still going good, and I just want to alert you that whenever I get to current events, good news is that I have all the good stuff for Meow. I just got it yesterday, and I now have all the holiday bazaar details, and I'm the first to have all of the Santa Paws pictures, dates, and places. So I will be letting you know all the different places you can go to get your Santa Paws pictures with your friends. And all right, okay, gosh, I'm thinking maybe it's appropriate that they decorated for Christmas because I'm having to talk about it on current events.
What I'm also noticing, too, is all the Black Friday deals that are already going on.
Well, is there even a Black Friday anymore? I've been getting alerts on Black Friday for, like, the last 2 months.
I know.
And it's like every day, it's like, who cares about Black Friday anymore? Because it's already been there, done that, right?
It's no longer a Friday. It's Black November, basically. It all begins when the Halloween candy goes on sale and you start getting those good deals.
Well, no. So am I correct? Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving.
It used to be.
Isn't that when it technically is? Until,
yeah.
I guess, we needed to sell more stuff. Somebody did anyway. So now we do Black Friday every day for ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So has anybody had any good Black Friday deals yet?
I don't even really bother with that.
Yeah.
I did once, but it's just like you can find deals throughout the entire year. So just get it while it's there.
Yeah. I'm kind of like looking for ways to spend money. I don't think so. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I don't really, but I think there are some people that like are really into that sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
Do you think, how many people do you think are out there that buy stuff that don't need it, but just because it's on sale for Black Friday?
Well, they must need a new blender in their house.
Yeah. Well, I don't, it's one of these things where, you know, everybody's life is so different. And for me, it's just like, it's not really an enjoyment for me to do shopping most times. I'm a very targeted kind of shopper. It's like if there's something I actually want, I do some research and comparisons and look around. And, you know, and if it just seems like, oh, that's too expensive right now, then I just wait for a while and see if anything changes. But or I save up. So, you know, but other people, it's really entertaining for them, and maybe something that's easy now that it's online so they don't have to worry about trying to get someplace and, you know, go walking around and looking at stuff. So I think there's a lot of ways to look at it. You know, but we are a very consumer-oriented culture, so we see a lot of it.
And I haven't heard any statistics and such, but, you know, things changed so much through the pandemic and the lockdowns and all of that, and there were a few years that we didn't get to do anything. But it seems that life is kind of getting back, and the world's kind of waking up again, and things are happening the way they did pre-pandemic. And I haven't heard anything. Are people going back to the malls and shopping and stuff? Has anybody heard anything?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think. That
everything's basically back to normal.
But that people miss that, and that people are going back and shopping in retail department stores and so forth now that they have the opportunity. That's a good thing, because I got really spoiled, and because you can get pretty much almost anything online. And the amazing thing is that a lot of stuff, I mean, I've had a few times lately, I've ordered something and I have it the next day. It's like, how can you beat that? You don't. They get it to you before you can drive out somewhere and get it.
Yes.
A lot of people still like the ability to go someplace and look at it and hold it physically, or maybe even try it before they buy it. And
yeah, I feel.
I know
that
Amazon
way.
Does allow like a really good return policy, but still, I mean, just going someplace and having that knowledge of it before you take it home and use it, rather than open it and have to worry about keeping it and stuff like that.
Oh, and that I thought about that. I wonder about their return policy is so excellent. I mean, you like even look cross-eyed and they send you a refund right away. But I wonder, do you think the stuff you send back ever gets back to where it's supposed to go? I think I remember seeing news stories over the years of like this kind of all these packages returned and just a big dump pile.
Yeah, I think it's too much, too expensive to really try to put it back where it came from. So I think there's some alternative offloading going on now of various types. I mean, it's just the reality.
I'm concerned about how are we filling up the dump sites of the planet with Amazon returns. But anyway, okay, so it's Christmas at Hubbard Radio. And Meow's gearing up for it, too. So I guess we're in line with all of that. And all right, Nathan, I give you the call here. Do you want to take care of advertisers before we officially start the show? Or do you want to officially start the show and then do advertisers?
I think we can go ahead and just do advertisers. Keep us on track.
And then we will officially start the show. So prayers and affirmations right after this. Stay right where you are, and then we'll start catching up. And once we officially start the show, phone lines will be open for any of you that need to call in early. And free remote treatments for you and your animal friends all show today. So let's get on with it. Take care of our advertisers. It is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So listen, pay attention, support them, and stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen with Vertical Energy uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and of course, service going on, well, will be going on this morning at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell. And remember, East West Bookshop is back and open now in Edmonds. And so you definitely want to check that out, and you can check out all the classes and events coming up at Ananda at the Ananda website, which is anandawashington.org, anandawashington.org. And, of course, remember that I am an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and when I'm not here, I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dog friends and straighten out all the problems and solve things really fast. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has problems with their dog friends, you can just give them my phone number, tell them to call me. I'll talk to them for free, tell them how I work. And usually I only need to see you once. And about every once in a while I run into really complicated situations, and I think we'll be hearing from one of them today. I think the Beagle Boys will be on board for another treatment. So hoping to hear from Corey, and we'll explain that when we get to that. But at any rate, if you know anybody who's got problems with their dog friends and need help, tell them to call me. I'll talk to them for free. Just give them my number, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. It is time to officially start the show. If you haven't been around for that in the past, I do that by honoring the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so long. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, we start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then we get a pile of affirmations that have all come from different members of our Animal World family and are very powerful and have made miraculous changes in our lives, and that's why I share them with you. So Participating in this part of the show with me, though, is optional. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. Completely up to you. It's not like getting on the love train and getting our exercise in. Dancing is required at 10 and 11, but I'll explain that to you later. All righty, it is time to start here with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. Here we go with our affirmations, and the first one here comes from my spiritual family, and when I started doing this on a daily basis, it really shifted everything for me, and I continue to start every day with this affirmation, and you are welcome to do that too, because it really makes a difference. So I say each affirmation out loud three times. And you can join me or opt out, completely up to you. Here we go. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Second affirmation here actually comes from Linda. And you will hear shortly when we get a call and need to help humans and animals. Linda does the human side of the work. Dr. Nels does the animals. And once she works with one of you, she usually gives you an affirmation to help continue the energy going. And that's where this one came from. And it turned out to be so effective. And powerful that I started using it, changed the flow of abundance in my life, and you can find that way too. And we have been doing it as kind of a collective sort of a we thing, but I'm changing it back to I as an individual so we can do it individually. So here we go, affirmation number two. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. Now, this one comes from my spiritual family, Ananda, and the Italian version. And this is one I use for me and my animal friends to keep us in the flow of good health and well-being. And I take this affirmation with me when I go out. So here we go with this one. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty now. This one, next one comes from Natasha Venter, our personal awareness coach and a general psychic person. And this one I find quite helpful. I do this for myself and my animals to help us kind of deal with all this crazy energy we're dealing with. And I do think this helps. So here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Whew. All righty. And then to conclude, the last affirmation in our group comes again from Ananda. It is their Warrior of Light affirmation. And this is the one where we get to send God's light all over the planet, and we know it's really needed. So you might want to focus on Ukraine and the Middle East. We want to send light and peace. Peace, peace, peace. That would be so nice. Here we go. Three times. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty, now to conclude this whole ritual is Dr. Nell's favorite part. And what we do is take your hands now, cross them over your chest, and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Oof, okay. We're all spiritualized up for the day and week. We can probably go home now. Oh, no, we came all the way into the studio. We're hanging in here for a while. Oh, and we already have phone callers?
We do. I was going to say, you can't go home yet.
My goodness. All righty then. I suppose before we do that, I should just let you know that phone lines are open. And if you would like to join the show and have a free remote treatment for you or your animal friends or both, you can give us a call at 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then. Now, normally we would start with our follow-up and catching up on all that stuff, but we'll just do that as we have time because I have to keep my word and let you know that callers always take priority. So let's go right to the forums. Who and where are we going and who are we talking?
We are headed up north to Everett to speak with Kathy, who needs some resetting for her dogs. Welcome to the show, Kathy. You're live on Animal World with Martha Norwalk, Nels Rasmussen, and Linda Rasmussen.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Martha. It's Kathy. Corey's busy.
Okay. I thought it would probably be Corey that would be our first caller. And then I heard Kathy, and it didn't occur to me that Kathy's Corey's mom. And so it's really the same thing. So, hey, Kathy.
Yes.
Kathy is here, and I think it actually has been Corey that's called in before.
Yes.
Because you've been, you know, listener of the show, and you are the family that owns the, now in my mind, the infamous Beagle Boys.
Yes.
So you have two beagles, Toby and Luca. How old are they now?
2 years old.
Are they 2 years old now? And I think Corey's called in before, and I know that we've done a treatment or two on Toby, but I think probably Luca, too. This is one of those cases, you know, normally I see folks, and I see the worst of the worst behavior stuff with dogs, but in most cases I can get in there, get people educated, get them going, and we get everything under control, I'm there, and it's kind of a cruise forward, and I'm just not needed after that. Or maybe a little coaching over the phone. Well, this is not one of those cases. This is the one that kind of balances out and proves the rule and all of that. Luca is more of what we'd call, you know, a normal, a beagle. And I don't know. I always kind of say one of my banes of existence is the fact that Schultz made Peanuts, you know, in the Peanuts commercials, he made Snoopy a beagle. Yes. It's like, oh, why did he do that? because hounds are not easy in general.
No.
And beagles kind of have a own world of their own. And I think there's a reason why they are the breed that has been kept in colonies and research institutions. And I think a lot of that has to do with their personalities and temperaments and the way beagles are. But we won't go off on that tangent. But we've got these two beagle boys that have real trouble with impulse control. And, the Kathy and Corey have been working their tails off of the family to work with these dogs. And with all the work that we've done, you know, we haven't been making a whole lot of progress. And Toby's been the problem guy, really a lot of neurotic type behavior. And as we started working with them, it's become real apparent to me that there was much more going on, especially below the surface with this guy. So we've been trying all kinds of things and different remedies and solutions for calming. We got two veterinarians involved now, their original vet. And Kathy, you've got a naturopathic vet that you're dealing with. Yep. That's actually being of more help to us than the other vet. But she recommended a calming chew.
Yes.
That you reported right away. Within a couple of days, it made a big difference for Toby, did it not?
It did, yeah. It did.
Okay, so just anybody wants to know, it's called Reggie, R-E-G-G-I-E, Reggie.com. And they make like three, I think, supplements or something. Can't talk to you about the other supplements, but it's their calming supplement. They're like little heart chews. And I, Kathy, you said the big difference in Toby just within a couple of days.
Yes.
All right.
Luca doesn't need them, but Toby, they seem to help him.
And these two are like, you know, they can't go for rides in the car because they whine all the time and they're out. And going to the vet is like a holy terror and just a disaster.
Yes.
And then walking on the leash, we're okay unless there's another dog. And then, you know, they're real reactive and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Well, so originally, I think when I did the session, I questioned with the neuroses we're dealing with that we could have a thyroid issue, because a low thyroid will cause these types of symptoms, but they're different symptoms than what we normally associate with low thyroid. Anyway, trying to shorten this whole thing up, you guys did get a blood draw, and we checked the T3 and T4, and Toby is classically low, and now we've gotten medication prescribed, and he's been on it now a few days.
Yes.
Right. And noticing anything yet?
Corey had more success today with his walk.
Ah, okay. So
he seemed to be able to focus a little more, wasn't quite as afraid.
Excellent, excellent. So where we are, just this is so everybody knows, where we are is we just got the blood test last week. I think you just got medication for him on board. I think, what did we start, like
Tuesday? I think Tuesday or Wednesday, yeah.
Okay. And over the decades and working with thyroids and dog behavior, when it's this kind of behavior, neuroses, it takes at least 72 hours to get enough of a blood level to start making a difference. So I think we decided 72 hours was like Friday.
Yes.
And so I told Corey he could start working with Toby again. And so you're since Friday now, you're noticing a little improvement.
Yes.
So our plan is, I'm thinking, Dr. Nels, since, you know, Toby has been so out of control in these situations, he's got to have issues with his nervous system and all of that. And it's been, I think, a couple months or more Corey called in, Kathy, and I can't remember how long it's been, but
it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been 2-3 months since. So my hope is now that we've got the calming meds, we have the thyroid on board, it's starting to kick in, that we need to reset at least, you know, see how his nervous system is doing. And then we were going to have, you know, do a session with Corey. But if he's not available, Kathy, we can, Linda can work with Kathy.
Yeah.
And so, Dr. Nils, yeah, it looks like you're getting connection with our Toby.
Yes, I have tuned in, and just to be sure, I checked into Luca and found I didn't need to do anything there.
Oh, I was going to say we need to check on Luca too, but you already did that, and so
I checked that first.
Luca didn't need anything, huh?
Excellent. I didn't get anything from Luca, but definitely Toby. I've been working on the right side of his body, bringing energy points into connection, and that usually helps with fight or flight, as you know from our experiences.
Right.
So. I'm just getting reset right now, and there's plenty to do, that's for sure.
Okay, so you are finding a lot to do. So when Dr. Nils has helped us understand that when animals, and this can apply to the human animal too, I think, if you have emotionally traumatizing experiences or, you know, big, huge things, the nervous system can get stuck in the fight-flight mechanism. And as long as that's going on, then when the animal is confronted or, you know, with the particular thing that got them stuck in the first place, they can't handle it because they go, it's like a flashback sort of thing. And
right.
Dr. Nils,
they're stuck.
Yeah, it's stuck. But you have determined there are, and we will talk more about the neuroenergetic balancing, but it's kind of a light fingers on. Nils touches points. Now, he doesn't treat or doesn't diagnose or treat, Linda either. They just tune into the body and do what the body says it needs. But it sounds like the points that came up first for Toby are typical for a stuck nervous system, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. They're, you know, it's energetically, it feels as big as a golf ball.
Wow.
When I'm touching this point on the side of the neck, when I'm in person with an animal, I often feel a bump there. I can often even guide people to touch it and say, do you feel that one? Now feel the other side. And they can tell the difference because it really is big. It's some kind of tension thing that develops in their neck. Okay. I can't tell you exactly why it's there, but I know that I've seen it a lot. So anyway, energetically, I can feel it's just a big snarled ball of energy that we need to get moving. It's all balled up in air and not working. And that is part of the fight or flight process, or, you know, it's that's when you know it's stuck.
All right. So I'm going to say, repeat this again, because I've said this to Kathy before, but when Kathy, when they called me, or Corey called and let me know the results of the thyroid test, okay? And my reaction was, woohoo! Yay! Yay, 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 yay! We found something that I know what we can do something about. So it was like the best news we could have gotten was that his thyroid was really low because, you know, we can help that. And so this is the same kind of thing, Kathy, when Dr. Nils says, oh man, there's so much to do with Toby. It's like, woohoo, there's stuff that Dr. Nils can do. So I'm really feeling good, Kathy, that, I think we're finally on the track to get this all worked out. And so we're gonna, Toby may need to be reset and be worked on consistently through this process. We'll have to cross that bridge as we go.
Right.
But we have a follow-up session scheduled. I'm going to go see them and the Beagle Boys, I think, in a couple of weeks. Once we get enough of the thyroid on board and give Corey a chance to get back to work with them, then I'm going to come out, and then Aunt Martha's going to take charge, and hopefully we're going to resolve all this crazy reactive behavior and get it all under control. So that's our plan.
Okay.
And Dr. Nils looks like you're still working. So Kathy, would you like a little session with Linda?
That would be great.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you, and because Nathan is having trouble staying in his seat. All right, because we're over time. We'll have to take care of commercials. But apparently the phones are nuts. Are our lines full?
We are full to the brim.
Awesome. All right, everybody. I'll try to keep my big mouth shut. And we'll get to everybody as soon as we can. And we won't talk about other stuff till we take care of all the phone calls. So, Kathy, I'm turning you over to Linda. You are in charge.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
So I'm going to invite you to think the sky is blue and just picture a beautiful blue sky.
Okay.
Okay, and keep thinking about that. And I'm going to invite you to think about something that you wish had never happened. Just bring whatever that is into your thoughts. And if there's more than one, just select one. Does something come to mind?
Kathy, something come to mind?
Yes.
Okay. So you're thinking about that, noticing how you feel. And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of worried, the feeling of being worried. We're going to replace that, but keep thinking about worried until we replace it. And we're going to replace worried with the feeling of satisfied. Satisfied and the number two are the things to hold in your mind. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead, so just rolling your closed eyes up and to the right. And do some very slow, deep breathing in and out. Thinking satisfied, too.
Kathy, you've got closed eyes. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the upper right side of your forehead, doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking satisfied, too. Satisfied, too.
Perfect. Breathe normally, and Kathy, with your eyes open, just tip your head forward, look toward the earth, and then let your head come up to a normal position and bring that thing you wish had never happened back into your thoughts. Okay, that is complete. And the affirmation that will help you is, I embrace the feeling of satisfied. And you'll want to think that as often as you can, today, tomorrow, and the next day, and really notice the little things and the big things that really, you know, you feel satisfied, and look for that.
All righty.
Okay.
So you can pass that down to Corey and Cody and the Beagle Boys and everything. And Dr. Nels, you finished up with Toby?
I have. Toby has got the energy rebalanced. And I wanted to say that, so there's a physical component in this thyroid thing.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the energy thing of the snarled up ball of energy. It's really all one thing.
Ah.
Okay. It's not like you separate them out.
Right.
All right. So in other words, you know, working at it from the veterinary side with the medication, all that, wonderful. Working at it from the energy side, wonderful. Either one by themselves, wonderful. Together, wonderful. It's all the same thing. We're just
right.
Working to restore balance.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, what Dr. Nels and Linda do is not meant to replace other things that you do and that sort of thing, but it can be very helpful in making the other things work better.
Okay.
And that's why getting his nervous system reset and all of that and getting him back in balance is real important as we're getting his physical body, the issues in the physical body worked out. So that's great. And Kathy, thanks for calling in. And let's talk, you know, tell Corey to give me a call in the next couple of days.
All right,
to
we'll
catch me
Thank
up on
so
details,
much,
okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. And remember, everybody, because I forgot to tell you ahead of time, if you're listening and Linda is working with one of our callers, you can get a surrogate-type healing if you just follow along. So when she says, think of something you wish never happened, well, you think of something for you in your mind. And then you go through the process, and it will help you too. All right, so we gotta hurry here and take care of advertisers, come back and probably get another phone call in before it's time for love training. But everybody hold on. We'll get to you as quickly as we can. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board, and today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and my goodness, we're winding down this first hour of Animal World already, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And golly, we've got to just cruise right along here and get back to the phones and see if we can get a call in before the top of the hour. And here's another one I recognize. We're heading up to Stanwood. And Joanne, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you, Joanne?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And you're calling in about your dog?
I'm calling in about our white German Shepherd female, and her name is Luna, and she's kind of a neurotic mess.
Yeah, now remind me, how old is Luna?
Luna is 3.
Okay, now Luna, this is another one of those complicated situations. I just saw them last week, Luna was a rescue.
Yes.
Really messed up dog, was adopted, I guess, by a trainer.
Yes.
Who has a pack of dogs, and worked with her and thought she was, you know, did really great with him and his pack and in the house and all of that. And then Joanne and her husband were without a dog and needed a dog. And this trainer's a friend of theirs and thought, well, this would make a great dog for them. Well, I bring the dog home, and turns out to be kind of a neurotic basket case. absolutely, really intense fears, bonded okay with Joanne, but doesn't like, you know, scared of the husband.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and from what my observations and meeting them is this, you know, dog has some serious issues, and that I think the trainer didn't realize that the dog's comfort and security was with the pack and in his home, and then taken out of the pack and into a new situation, all the training fell apart and all of that. But since he's a friend of theirs, he said that he would help with more training, and we kind of left it at, well, let's do what we can. We've got to get Luna reset with Dr. Nels, and then we need this trainer to come and work with you. So where are you in this whole process now, Joanne?
Well, he's going to come and spend a day this next week, and help us with that. We have been using the flower essences.
Yeah.
And those seem to be helping for a short time. I mean, they'll work for an hour or so, and then she'll be somewhat calm. But the best thing is that I went ahead and joined Dr. Rasmussen's group, and yeah. I have tried my best to do the Rasmussen reset. I've only done it.
Well, that's why he was able to tune into Luna right away and get started. So you've been working with Dr. Nels.
Actually, I haven't talked to Dr.
Nels. Oh, you've been working with the do-it-yourself program.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so when you mentioned the size of a golf ball, that's what she's got on both sides.
Oh, of her neck? Wow.
Yeah.
Can we hear Dr. Nels, Nathan? I don't think we can hear him.
Well, there, I'm here.
Now, yes, Nathan had to turn you on.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's saying that Luna kind of has like two golf balls on the side of her neck, so she must really have some blockages there, huh?
Yeah, she does. I'm finding particularly starting on the left side that's the most active right now. So we're getting that tuned up as we speak.
Oh, that's wonderful. What I have found is that when I do the reset, we have to force her to come and sit with us and lay down so we can do it. But then she'll just stay with us for a good couple of hours and just sit there and be relaxed.
Wow.
So it is working.
Wow, wonderful. Wonderful.
But by the next, three or four hours, it's back to Luna. So I'm assuming that I have to just keep at it. I have a question, Dr. Nels, though, for you.
Sure.
When I use my, I get, this is me, sorry. When I get my right middle finger on her neck and my left index finger at the ribs, at the crotch there, and then we turn her around, do I use my right middle finger on the V of her rib on that side and my index finger on her neck? Does that make sense?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay,
because I was confused, but apparently Dr. Nels understood just what you said, Joanne, and said, yes, you're correct.
Yes.
That's all that matters. I don't necessarily need to, as long as you guys understand, that's okay. All right, so, and apparently Luna's needing quite a bit there, huh?
Yeah, I've got some good stuff going. Now, I have to tell you, Joanne, that if it doesn't do enough with the do-it-yourself program, it might be because I'm finding other points that are also active. So that would mean that, yeah, you might not be able to get it all yourself. But, go ahead and give it some time. It very well may sort out. And if it doesn't, I'll still be here and we could always do a session where we get more done.
So you could accomplish more if Luna still needs some improvement, that you could work with them so that you're doing the work, not just them, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. So you got that, Joanne? There's more that Dr. Nels could do. And also, did I know about the Reggie calming stuff?
No, and so I wrote that down. Because
I had never heard of that. I didn't know about it, the Reggie.com and this calming thing. I only learned about it from the Beagle Boys. But
well, Kathy.
Yeah, but Kathy said within 2 days she noticed a big difference, so it might help Luna too. But I think, Joanne, you and I, we should have a conversation off the air in the next couple days so we can talk in more detail.
Okay. I thought I might go ahead and have her thyroid checked.
That wouldn't hurt at all. But let's talk off the air so you know what to have run.
Okay,
because a T3, T4 that we want them to run. Anyway.
Yes, I need, yeah, okay.
And now let's see. We are just we're up against the clock, and we have to change hours and do our love train. But I think you could probably really use a session with Linda. Are you able to hold on with us over the for another
sure.
little bit? Because you know, it'll probably be 10 minutes before we're back on the air again with back to phone calls. Can you hold on?
That would be fine. Yeah, I don't mind.
All right. Just remember, dancing's required. I'll explain it to you. You'll hear it in your ear here shortly. But dancing is required. All right. So we're gonna put Joanne on hold. It is time to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two. And this is when we bring out the love train, gives us all a chance to get up, get exercising, get the juices flowing, and send love and light all over the planet. And you know where we're focusing, the Middle East, Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and the peace, all the good stuff. All right, and dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with us. I'll come cruise through and pick you up, and I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer just to give us extra energy for the day and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy. Our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.